STR podcasts are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
You may have noticed a trend in my work this year. I've talked a lot about truth and compassion. And I'm constantly using that language when I write and when I speak on topics ranging from Islam or abortion, homosexuality, and even recently transgenderism. Now, I often subtitle my talks Truth and Compassion or write about the importance of incorporating those elements in whatever I teach. And so I know people are thinking, well, am I out of ideas? You know, am I lacking originality? And I don't think that's the case. Rather, I emphasize these two ideas because that's what I see in Jesus' ministry. You see, the gospel writers routinely describe Jesus as exhibiting a combination of truth and compassion. Whenever Jesus learns the truth about a person or a situation, he's moved to compassion. So take, for example, Matthew 9, verses 35 through 36 here, where Jesus is going through all the towns and villages. He is healing diseases and sicknesses, and he's proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. And then Matthew writes this, quote, "Seeing the people, he felt compassion for them, because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd," end quote. So notice the order. Jesus learns the truth and then is motivated by compassion. He sees the people are distressed, dispirited, and like a sheep without a shepherd, and because of that truth, he is driven to compassion. Now we see another example of this in Luke 7, where Jesus comes upon a widow whose only son has died. And of course, this is a difficult situation for the widow since she has no husband, and now her son, the only other male in her life, has died. And so Luke writes this, quote, "When the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her and said to her, 'Do not weep,'" end quote. So of course then, you know, the story of Jesus raises her son from the dead. But notice again that when Jesus learns the widow's predicament, he's motivated to compassion. And so you see, the truth leads him to compassion. And in fact, I found in my own experience to follow a similar pattern. Whenever I learn the truth about someone, especially if their circumstances are dire, it evokes compassion in me. And it's that emotion that then affects what I say and how I treat the person. Doesn't matter if they hold views that are contrary to mine, I'm still moved to care about them. Now, I think there are a number of advantages to this approach. And here's the first one. I believe it helps us to treat human beings as image bearers of God that are inherently valuable and worth knowing. And so when we take the time to learn the truth about people we interact with, we are more likely to be moved by compassion. And that leads us to treat them like Christ, uncompromising in our convictions, but compassionate in our manner. Second, it helps us to prevent us from seeing other people as the enemy. And so when we're ignorant of people's lives, it's easier to vilify them, especially if they're espousing unbiblical views. But when we learn the details of their life and struggle, we naturally become more sympathetic to their plight. And the truth of their situation leads us to have compassion for them. We no longer see them as the enemy, but rather as image bearers of God who desperately need to hear the truth of the gospel. And third, it helps change culture's impression of Christians. And I believe this is important because the world believes Christians are hateful, intolerant, and opposed to people on the quote-unquote other side. Right? And so when we take time to hear someone's story and are compassionate in our manner towards them, the world takes notice. To be clear, I'm not suggesting that the world's perception of believers is paramount, but it certainly doesn't hurt to have the culture to think positively about our faith. And so that's why truth and compassion influences my teaching so dramatically. I see it as really an essential part of what we as ambassadors for Jesus are supposed to be like. And this is especially true with all the controversial topics that I typically address, like Islam and homosexuality and transgenderism and abortion and all those other things. And so, for example, even though I teach that Muslims, homosexuals, and abortion choice advocates espouse ideas that are hostile to the teachings of Jesus, I don't want my training to instill a hostility towards those people. I want believers to develop a compassionate heart that is eager to share the gospel with anyone who doesn't know Christ. And really, that's been my mission since I began working with Stand to Reason 12 years ago. And it's also been a major emphasis in my work this year in 2016. And that's because many of the topics like Islam and homosexuality have been two of my most requested topics. It was necessary, I realized, for me to incorporate truth and compassion in my training. And that way, believers won't see Muslims and homosexuals as the enemy, but people who desperately need Jesus. And thankfully, I've received a lot of feedback this year that this approach has worked.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.